Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your midday brief for Thursday, April 27th. I'm Ariana Sparum for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. economic growth slowed in the first quarter to a 1.1% annual rate as consumers faced high inflation, rising interest rates, and the onset of banking problems. The Commerce Department says U.S. GDP rose in the first 3 months of the year, marking a slowdown from inflation. Many economists expect the economy to cool even more with the possibility of a recession later this year. Russia's foreign ministry says it has rejected a request from U.S. officials in Moscow to visit jailed Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich next month. The move comes in retaliation for the recent denial of U.S. visas to Russian journalists wanting to travel to New York. The U.S. Embassy confirmed that it had requested consular access to Gershkovich on May 11th. He was detained on March 29th by Russia's Federal Security Service while on a reporting trip and held on an allegation of espionage that the Wall Street Journal and the U.S. government vehemently deny. Bipartisan lawmakers are planning to propose a bill in the House and Senate today aimed at encouraging drug makers to develop antibiotics and antifungal drugs to address the growing public health threat. The bill commits $6 billion to purchasing new drugs to treat some drug-resistant bacteria and fungi. It would create a committee to decide which new FDA-approved treatments the government should purchase. Manufacturers could receive between $750 million and $3 billion for new drugs over several years. And daytime TV host and former Cincinnati mayor Jerry Springer has died. He was 79 years old. A cause of death wasn't disclosed. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.